The Vermont legislature has given final approval to a statewide paid family leave program, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, its passage into law faces a high hurdle.
The paid leave legislation passed the House by a strong majority on Thursday, but perhaps not strong enough to ultimately become law. That's because Republican Governor Phil Scott has indicated he'll veto the measure, and House lawmakers fell shy of the supermajority they'd need to override him. Several no votes on the bill Thursday came from some of paid leave's biggest proponents. Progressives like Burlington Representative Selena Coburn say the bill has been watered down by compromise.
We ought to get this right for Vermonters, including the most vulnerable Vermonters who are at this point are just so increasingly left behind by this bill in its current form.
Coburn's primary concern is that the legislation no longer includes mandatory paid leave benefits for personal illness. Five progressives and at least four Democrats voted against the bill Thursday. At least eight will have to change their minds if House lawmakers hope to override the governor. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.